Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the UFO Movies India Limited Q4 and FY 2023 earnings conference call hosted by Ventura Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need any assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Tushar from Ventura Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Tushar.
Thank you. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Ventura Securities Limited, I welcome you all to the UFO Movies India Limited Q4 and FY 2023 earnings conference call. The company is today represented by Mr. Rajesh Mishra, Executive Director and Group CEO, and Mr. Ashish Malushre, Chief Financial Officer. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Mishra for his opening remarks, post which we can start the question and answer session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Tushar. Greetings, everyone, and thank you all for joining our Q4 and FY 2023 earnings call. Let me start with the updates and highlights for this quarter and financial year. Q4 FY 2023 commenced on a high note with the blockbuster release of Pathaan in January, reaffirming our faith in the success of big-budget Hindi movies and setting an exciting tone for the quarter. However, the positive trend experienced in January did not continue throughout February. This was primarily attributed to the underperformance of movies like Shehzada and Selfie, as well as lack of mass-appealing content during the month, impacting the theatrical revenues and leading to lower-than-expected outcomes in that particular segment. Despite the challenges faced in February, March proved to be a better month, with movies like Tu Jhooti Main Makkar and Bhola generating decent box office collections, contributing to the overall performance of the quarter. While there was a mixed performance from Hindi movies during the quarter, the regional cinema segment continued to perform well. Films like Vaarisu, Voltaire, Viraya, Tunivu, and Ved continued to generate significant box office collections, reflecting the diverse and appealing content preferences of our audiences. Overall, the mixed bag of content and big-budget success of some films during the quarter had a positive impact on our advertisement revenue. Q4 FY 2023 proved to be the best quarter in the fiscal year 2023 in terms of advertisement revenues, with the company reporting rupees 248 million in Q4 FY 2023 and a total of rupees 755 million of advertisement revenues for FY 2023. The advertisement revenue has grown by approximately 28% over Q3 FY 2023 and 240% over Q4 FY 2022. While the steady flow of content and recent successes has increased the corporate advertisers' confidence towards in-cinema advertisement revenues, revenues from the central government advertisement continue to be a challenge due to the reduced central government spending across mediums. However, state governments and PSUs have begun allocating budgets towards in-cinema advertising. FY 2023 was the first year of uninterrupted operations after the global pandemic. Despite the lackluster performance and content volatility faced by the industry, the company has maintained a steady recovery, showcasing resilience and improvement across the business verticals. Now let's move on to the headline numbers for the quarter and full year ended March 31, 2023. Consolidated revenue stood at 884 million compared to 561 million in Q4 FY 22. EBITDA in Q4 FY 23 was 115 million compared to an EBITDA loss of 119 million in Q4 FY 22. The EBITDA margin improved in Q4 FY 23 to 13% from -21.3% in Q4 FY 22. Loss at PAT level was 12 million compared to a loss of 189 million in Q4 FY 22. For the full year FY 23, the consolidated revenue stood at 3978 million compared to 1639 million in FY 22. EBITDA improved to 339 million compared to an EBITDA loss of 472 million in FY 22. Loss at PAT level stood at 132 million compared to a PAT loss of 869 million in FY 22. Regarding the consolidated funds position, The balance at the end of the quarter stood at rupees 806 million. After considering outstanding debt as of March 31st, 2023, the company continues to be net cash positive. Looking ahead, the successful release of diverse content across languages, growing acceptance of Southern cinema in pan-India markets, along with the exciting lineup of movies in Hindi and other languages, is expected to drive significant business growth. I would like to take this opportunity to thank all our stakeholders for their continued trust in the company. With that, I open the floor to take your questions. My colleague, Mr. Ashish Maloste, CFO, and I will be happy to take your questions. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your turn to ask the question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and one again. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. The first question comes from Vaibhav from Honesty and Integrity Investments. Please go ahead.
Thanks for having the opportunity. In terms of advertising revenue, for central government, I'm sure the budgets and everything would have been analyzed by now. So have you seen any recovery in the central government for the rest of the year? Because the elections are also coming next year, so I'm sure the budgets have been finalized accordingly. Are you getting an indication that the things are things can be different this year, or still it is the same?
Vaibhav, your voice is not clear. Can you please?
Just give it to me.
I believe your question is related to central government advertising. Your voice was a little unclear, so is that correct? Your querying is about central government advertising?
Can you hear me now properly? Am I audible now?
Yeah, I can hear you. I had mentioned in my opening remarks, the central government is still a challenge in the sense they have reduced their spends across mediums by quite a large margin. However, we continue to be engaged with the central government. The empanelment and rate revisions and also are coming up, and also we are in discussion with the government. And looking at the future, we are hopeful to get some revenue out of from the central government. But as I have said, it is still a challenge on that front.
Okay. So as far as empanelment is concerned, I think they're in cinema is already, they're already
It is a question of renewal, so that keeps happening on a regular basis.
Okay, it's a question of renewal. Okay.
It's a procedural thing.
Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Nitin S. Dharmavat from Auram Capital. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you for the opportunity. My first question is, what is the consolidated cash position that we are having as of today?
So, as on 31st March, the balance sheet, we continue to be in net cash. However, the net cash level were at a level of 1 million. So, our gross debt is 80.5 crores and our total cash and cash equivalent is 80.6 crores.
Got it. And my second question is the in cinema advertisement revenue, what is the percentage sharing that we are having right now with the theaters on an average basis compared to pre-COVID level?
Yeah, so pre-COVID level in FY20, the sharing was 36.4% when our revenues were around 155 crores or 150 crores in cinema, and that sharing as on in FY23 is at 60% when our revenue is at 75 crores. The question would be why this sharing percentage has gone up, but in reality, the sharing amount that you see, which is 44 crores this year and which was 53 crores in FY20, a significant chunk of that is a minimum guaranteed amount. So unless we cross the minimum guaranteed amount, you don't see the benefits flowing in more proportion to the company. And till that time, the percentage of sharing appears to be high. In other words, if this 75 crores ad revenue, for example, was up by 33% to 100 crores, the ratio would have come down significantly from 60%, because a major chunk of this 44 crores of sharing is minimum guaranteed in a sense, and therefore it is not going to go up in the same proportion. So to answer your question, technically 36% has gone up to 60%, but my request is you need to consider that 60% is not a variable percent, and as the revenues keep going up, this percent will keep coming down.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Nandan. Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. The next question comes from Nitin Gandhi from KIFL Trade Capital Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. Considering the time which we have passed through, 2-3 years for survival, what do you think that should be?
Sorry, sir, he got disconnected, sir. The next question is from Aditya Sen from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. How is this quarter, first quarter FY24 trending as of now? Do we see upticks in terms of advertisement revenues, and how are the movies doing in the box office collection?
So, quarter one also we are seeing some difficulties on the Hindi front. South continues to perform as usual, so it's business as usual in the South market. As regards the Hindi market, there is a certain difficulty that we have faced in the month of May especially. But the June quarter, the month of June, looks interesting with a couple of big releases, especially Adipurush coming up for release. And we hope to get very good results from this film. This is a highly anticipated and awaited film. And there are other films also in the pipeline, like Zara Atke, Zara Bachke, Maidan is there, and Satya Prem Ki Katha. So Indiana Jones is also on the English movie that is also lined up. So it's a very strong lineup that we see for the month of June, and we have good hopes for this quarter.
Okay, so it would be more or less similar to Q4, because in Q4 we had Pathan, in Q1 we will have Adi Purush. So net-net it would be more or less same in terms of revenue and the EBITDA.
We also have certain order book in hand where the ROs have already been received for the quarter, so that also kicks in. Secondly, these new movies that are lined up for release, they will draw additional business. So we should be in a better position.
Okay, sir. So any guidance for the full year FY24, FY25 in terms of revenue and EBITDA?
Right now, we continue to be cautious and wait and watch as to how the fate of the film performs. Advertisement revenue is quite a lot linked to the fate of the films. So really difficult to give any guidance at this stage, except to say that we hope continue to be optimistic.
I think they all will say that the situation last year was really, really bad for our industry. And we have come a long way from where we were a year back. In fact, a year back, the quarter before that show had a good Hindi, the Southern films doing really well, and there were good hopes. But thereafter, the next 6 months of this year were bad. Versus when we are standing today, as Rajesh mentioned to you, one of the strongest indicator for us is the fact that we have been able to build the order book once again. What it means is that there are advertisers who are ready to look at this medium on a longer term period of 3 months, 6 months, a year, and therefore we have order book. And it's quite a good healthy order book that we have. And that's a major difference. Now, all we are hoping to see is that this order book, where the advertisers want to commit their money, should get a support from not really big films, but decent films where people feel like going back to cinemas and watching it. So that is what we are waiting and watching. The business has come up a big way from where we were a year back.
Right. So is it possible for you to quantify the order book that we have?
We have close to 20 odd crores of order book on hand right now. And this is purely on the corporate ad side. So one more thing, I think since you're tracking the business so closely, the recovery in our case is almost up to 58% on a full year basis as compared to pre-COVID levels on advertisement revenue in corporate alone. So when you see the total ad revenue, the recovery looks depressed. But if you see the corporate ad revenue alone, the recovery is 58%. And I would say that if you compare it with some of the listed multiplexes, over there the recovery is slightly lower than this percentage. So all we are seeing is that our business and our segment is also attracting the advertisers. Hopefully, next couple of quarters will fetch us support from content and we should progress well.
Okay, sir. Understood. Thanks a lot. That's my question.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. We have a follow-up question from Nitin S. Dharmavat from Aurum Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity again. So last quarter we had, you know, Pathan as a good release. So this quarter, you know, starting April, how is Kerala Story doing?
Kerala Story did good business and it picked up on word of mouth to a large extent. And there was increase in the number of screens also in subsequent weeks. So it did fair business, but it was a sleeper hit, so it becomes difficult to book business retrospectively on that. But it is a good indication that people are coming to cinemas for good content, even if it is a non-star cast film, a low star cast. So content-driven films will continue to work. That is our lesson from this.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. We have a follow-up question from Nitin Gandhi from KIFS Trade Capital Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for that giving opportunity. Having passed through more like a survival phase so critically, what do you think, what could be some three or four good moves which can ensure some viability coming, reducing the minimum commitment guarantees or something, and taking back the ad revenue significantly back to where they were? So, and besides ad revenue, where else you can do something different? If you can share some thoughts or your plans or action, it will be helpful. Thank you.
So the constant endeavor is to keep the cinemas in the fold, keep improving the product mix, keep targeting key driver screens from advertising perspective, because when the good content comes, we have to be ready for the market. And as I have said, the advertisement revenue largely depends upon the success of films, and a couple of good quarters can change that trend entirely, and that is what we hope for.
What is the top movies collection as a percentage of revenue in that?
I didn't really get your question, because we are not into film distribution business or exhibition business, so the collection of the film won't really have any correlate. I mean, it has a direct correlation, but not there cannot be any direct comparison that we can tell you. For instance, if Kerala Suri has done well, my service revenue from distribution services would be at the same level at which it would be if some other movie had run in place of Kerala film. So if you can just clarify your question, probably we'll be able to address it better.
Yeah, sure. So when we say like Pathan did well, so during that phase, based on your planning and exhibited space selling, what is the percentage of revenue that flew during that period? That's what I'm trying to understand.
So when the best part in our business, so I understood your question. The best part in our business is that we are not really dependent heavily on success of one or two or five movies. So in other words, if my total revenue, if you see, it's not that 20-30% comes from one or two or three films, but the situation that we currently are in, and the situation is we are getting out of COVID period, and in southern part of India, there is a very handsome recovery of business. In fact, in few months, they have crossed the pre-COVID level of occupancy. We all have seen the way the films have done there in south, but in non-south region, not just Hindi, but even the regional content. Over there, we are not seeing this kind of a pickup. So when we keep highlighting that, okay, last quarter Pathan did well, this quarter we are expecting Adipuri should do well, it doesn't mean that these two or three films are going to contribute significantly to my total revenue. But the biggest challenge that we are handling it and handling it well, in my opinion, is to get the advertisers back on our medium. So as I explained for the previous question, that I have order book, we are waiting for advertisers to come back and start spending. They need content. So if we get two or three good content, it need not be very high star cast movie, but back to back consistent content coming and doing well on box office, people even in non-south region will start coming back to the theaters, and that will bring us back straight away into pre-COVID level. So therefore, when we say we are watching this movie closely, that's the importance for us, and not really one or two movies will change the fate of our business in a steady state scenario.
Yeah, I do understand that there's a correlation, but is there any lead lag relationship? Two or three good movie releases and people turning back, and subsequent month goes good for you as advertiser?
That has been the trend that we have seen in the past. So what happens is the advertisers' mind share comes back to this medium, and therefore, for instance, pre-Diwali, if we get the traction which starts from, say, Adipurush, where the people slowly start coming back in non-Hindi centers, back in theaters, and if this trend continues versus the trend which, say, was 4 months back, where there was all negativity around cinema and theaters and, you know, challenges being expressed openly, if that goes behind us, and if we are in a steady state scenario, not even the better scenario, then during the festive season, Q3, when we have always seen fantastic uptick in our ad revenue, this year also we'll be able to get better allocation and better revenue. So that is the reason why, you know, consistent supply of, you know, movies doing well on box office is important.
Any comments on reducing your expense or having some control by converting minimum guarantee to some high variable or something?
Well, so we have two types of expenses. One is advertisement related expenses and non-advertisement related expenses. If you see our number and compare with pre-COVID, our SG&A expenses where we have really extensively worked during COVID and post-COVID, and our SG&A expenses have seen a reduction. And that reduction is down. So currently, it used to be in the range of 77 odd crores, and which is now down to 92 crores, it is down to 77 crores. So there is a saving of 14-15 crores, which is about 17-18%. Almost 70-80% of that is permanent. So over there, we have exercised the, you know, control over expenses and got a permanent saving. On the advertisement-related expenses, we genuinely believe that there is a good opportunity for us to increase the overall revenue. And at that point in time, moving it to, you know, high variable, just from the point of view of trying to reduce my overall cost now or increase margins in maybe next one or two quarters, would have a very negative impact in long run. For example, if today I am happy, a theater is happy receiving a certain MG, and tomorrow if I move into say 70% ad share, that 70% I'll always lose if I, the moment I start generating decent revenue there beyond. So therefore, moving to high variable is not really a solution. The solution is to make sure that the ad revenues keep going up, which is what you are seeing the trend for last 2-3 quarters.
Right. Wish you all the best for sticking to some long term.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Nathan. Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. There are no further questions. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using Dursabha's conference call service. You may disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a pleasant day.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, sir.